Welcome back. Travis Smith here with Tour in the Ozarks, Mountain View Edition. Right now, we're with Jennifer Hamilton, who is the new director of the Mountain View Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer, welcome.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful. Nobody ever asked us, so thank you for asking that. Now, you've got this weekend. It's Pioneer Days up in Mountain View. For those of us who haven't been involved with Pioneer Days, tell us a little bit about what goes on.
So on Pioneer Days, we have a lot of craft vendors set up in the streets. We have food trucks, live music, demonstrations, games for kids. It's just a fun day for everybody to come out and enjoy the historic part of Mountain View.
And you talk about history, and that's what we love. The whole idea of this show is promoting small communities and everybody who helps everybody else in the community. And you go and you see some of these exhibits and you see how people used to live when they lived here. And it makes you realize, hey, there's a history that I don't know anything about. And that's why, what are some of the exhibits we're going to see tomorrow?
So we have a lot of things. We have the car show going on. That'll be a lot of old cars that are somewhat restored. And then we have a quilt show as well. Lots of vendors, food trucks. Some of the vendors that we have are, we have a lot of jewelry. We have a lot of handmade products. I believe we have someone coming with some metal signs and moves.
And seeing, just looking at it, looks like it just goes on all day. Start with pancake breakfast. Something that there's going to be something for to enjoy. You just need to come out and be part of it.
Absolutely, yes. Full day of event. We from the three C's, both a gospel and a country set. We have Wyatt Dodge, who is the cutest little kid, playing music, playing country music. And then we'll have Travis Morick in the afternoon playing some great country music as well. We will end the day with the parade, as always.
Always a great parade. I love seeing it up here. If people want additional information, how can they find us online? Do they call? What's the best way to find out what's going on in Pioneer Days this weekend?
Right now, our Facebook has everything and all the information that you would need, but you can always call the office. I'm in the office Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 6.
Jennifer, one of the things we talked about when we were off air, I like the fact you came in the chamber. You want to make the Mountain View Chamber something that's important for communities, and that's why we call it a Chamber of Commerce. And I like your idea of getting more people involved. A lot of times in small communities, it's two or three people doing all the work. You seem like you've got a lot of people who are involved up here for Pioneer Days.
It literally takes an army to put on Pioneer Days. I didn't realize, you know, just how much work it was involved with it until I became involved as well. But it's, you know, not only just the director and the board here at the chamber, but Betty Hockman, she does work for us and has been doing it for years, as well as the city workers and the volunteers that come to help us are so important. But let's not forget our sponsors either. The sponsors that we have this year are Shelter Insurance, West Plains Bank, Mercy, Tri-County Auto Parts, the Sunshine Market, Simmons Bank, Roscoe T's Barbecue, and Able Insurance as well.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And we'd like to remind everybody this weekend, coming up to the 35th annual Pioneer Days right here in Mountain View. We'll be right back on more Touring the Ozarks with Travis Smith in just a bit.